League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Come on down here and help with it.
Demon seed.
Paranormal existence.
You mean to say you came here purposely?
The first move in the great conspiracy had been made.
Are you... Hello?
Hello.
Are you in? This is it. It's in.
Yeah. What are we doing?
This is it's another Ram Jam.
Well, I think after the last podcast debacle, we should treat the listeners, John, with a little bit more respect and give us some quality content.
Proper, like I'm.
And you can fucking pick your ideas up for kickoff.
I've done a lot of work on this one because I was ashamed of the last one.
Don't blame you.
Massively ashamed. Saying that, I think I've just lost my research.
There's more to life than just doing a load of silly impressions and making silly noises and thinking it's clever and funny to swear.
It's very much, I'm the pupil who's been dicking around in class and you've got to give that serious teacher chat. You've taken me back at the end of class. Because I was caught trying to put a pencil down my dick eye and it's a step too far. And now you're having that word.
Yeah.
You know?
So what I told you, Rutledge, about putting pencils down your dick eye?
Don't know, sir.
You do know, sir? I told you last lesson. If you're going to put a pencil down your dick, I put the rubber end down first.
No, you didn't,
And
sir.
Didn't listen to me.
I didn't want to listen, sir.
Well, no, what's happened? The pointy bit has gone inside your urethra and you're in fucking trouble. And now we're both giving the shit now because it's going to come out that I knew you put in pencils up your dick and I encouraged it.
Kyle Jennings done it, sir.
Jennings in the proper way, John. Put the rubber in first.
Well,
made sure there were no jaggy bits on the ferrule.
I don't give a fuck.
No, you don't give a fuck, John, do you? And now you're bleeding and Carl's fine.
Yeah, but I don't give a fuck, sir.
Yes. Carl's got an erection and he's gone home happy.
Yeah, but...
And he can write his name with his dick. What can you do? Because he's got the pointy end sticking out.
Yeah, but I don't give a fuck, sir, because I'm fucking crazy, ain't I?
John, when you leave this school, I'm afraid you can't go through life just saying, I don't give a fuck to about everything. There's more to life than that, John.
Don't give a fuck, sir. Fucking crazy I am. Don't fucking care. I don't need to be here, sir.
Do you want to live on the streets? Reason.
Fucking yeah. Are you going to fucking not make me? Because I'll fucking do it. If you fucking tells me, I'll fucking do whatever you don't tell me.
But,
ain't I?
Yeah. I mean, I you basically fucking, summed up the good 12 years of my teaching career there.
I goes up fucking gabal for I do, sir. I don't give a fuck. And I'm all smoking and drinking. And none of them fucking gives me shit. So why
let me ask
I
you a question,
bother?
John. If your friend put his hand in an oven, would you do that?
If he was fucking safe, yeah, I fucking would, sir. Because up Gabalfour, we all goes up the interchange and we got a fucking oven and we fucking turns it on and we all takes it in turns and I put my fucking hand in twice and I even put my fucking face in. So don't fuck with me, sir.
I suppose that makes you big and clever, does it? That makes you the lad of your little gang of friends, is it?
No. Don't even give
a
fuck.
Why don't you set an example to him? Why don't you try to be a force for good with your friends, John? Maybe you can help them to turn their lives around. If you're going to get your dick all the time, get it on a constructive way. Join a life class or something. Let people draw your dick so people, you know, they can experience art through your penis.
Fucking only person that's drawing my dick is Kyle Jennings because he's in my fucking gang. The rest of them go fuck off, sir. I don't give a fuck.
And like, so in your gang, fucking, John, Your gang is you and Carl just drawing each other's dicks, is it?
No, yes.
That's your gang?
No, no, yes.
You're the dick drawing gang. And you just got the Gabal for the change and draw each other's dicks, do you?
No, that's not, that's... No, because the fucking the other thing that we do is the other thing what we do is fucking we got an oven and we fucking put our faces and hands in it. And if you don't fucking believe me, if you don't fucking believe me, I dare you to go up a fucking Gabelfin interchange anytime after fucking 6:30 on a fucking Thursday, and you'll see me and Kyle Jennings putting fucking pencils in our dicks and drawing them and fucking putting both our hands.
Do
our
you think, John, just because I'm 49, that I'm a different... Let me tell you something, young man. I was putting dicks up my dick eye when you were in short trousers. I was going to Gabelfin interchange, put my hand in an oven when you were a twig on your father's eye.
Don't give a fuck. Don't give a fuck. I'm thick, I am. I don't give a fuck. I reckon. Fuck, I could smoke more weed than you could ever in your fucking life, so don't fuck. Because my mother's got more fucking weed in her purse than you've ever had in your fucking car, so don't fuck.
I don't smoke weed, John, do I? Yeah. I don't feel the need fucking, to.
Maybe you want to go up Gabelfa with all of me and Kyle then and get a fucking mix on. A fucking two-fag mix. Maybe you want to fucking change your fucking tune and get a fucking two-fag mix and we'll get a fucking proper one on.
You don't need to swear every other word, Kyle.
Fucking suck it up. Fucking suck it up, sir. Because I don't give a fuck.
If you swear all the time, Kyle, people think you've got a limited vocabulary.
Don't give a fuck, because I got a fucking Kyle's my fucking lover. Don't talk about him like that, you fucking
Well, I hope you're happy together.
Fucking too right. Who else can put both hands in an oven and do a two-fag mix up a fucking Gabelfin interchange? Not you, mate. Or your fucking teachers, or your fucking headmasters, or any of them. You fucking don't fuck. Only reason I come to this school is because it's somewhere to get fucking Rizla for my fucking mix. Don't give a fuck. Don't give a fuck, like, do I?
There's so many kids today, it's unbelievable.
Oh, I love it. School was amazing for that. Don't give a fuck, I'm thick. I'm already thick, sir, so I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck, and I'll fucking burn you. If you fucking comes to me, I'll fucking burn you. And my fucking mother will come round and fucking burn your fucking wife and all. So don't fucking step to me, because I'm fucking 14 and you're not. So fucking, don't step on my trainers.
Do you want to be thick forever?
I can't. I'm fucking thick already, sir. And anyway, my trainers cost more than you'll ever know, you fucking peen.
Oh, God. I had a mouthful of Fanta that I really choked.
What flavour Fanta you got?
Well, do you know what? I'm the second one. I had lemon and I'm an orange now.
I tell you what, lemon's good. Lemon's very good.
Lemon is nice. Orange is nice too.
Fucking lovely stuff. We haven't even done an intro yet, mind
you. No, there's no rush.
Nothing, is there? There is no rush because, what you know, they get what they're given.
Yeah, you get paid for this life, do you?
Yeah, exactly.
In this case, nothing.
I'll be honest with you, research was very bad last week.
Yeah, I think research is over-egging it. I mean, what you did last week was told us about a kid who got arrested for upsetting people at a funeral.
I mean, he's 24 and he was kicking a football around a cemetery. There's something about that. It's not right.
You say that, but we did a thing. We filmed a thing where we were chasing a tent which went into a cemetery.
Yes.
And you had to go and get the tent out of the cemetery. And you were in your mid-30s at the time.
Yeah, and you played my dad and I played your son. Or were we... No, we weren't, mate. We were son and
stepfather, I was.
That was right, because you'd married my mum.
Yeah, when I was 18 and she was, I think... you were 16. Your mum was... And then, I think she was 32 and I was 18.
Yeah.
So I became your stepdad, even though I was your mate.
It's a lovely premise for a sort of, you know, any sort of film.
It's a good film, that.
About self-discovery.
Good film. Black and white, very art house.
Massively art house.
Carl and Dean.
Classic. I'm having a few problems here. Hang on a minute. I've got it. I'm trying to get some of the research ready for the next one.
Well, Dean. Reese will probably, producer Dean will get rid of all that anyway.
Yeah, that's true. Don't give a fuck.
Hockey music.
I don't give a fuck, even if he does fucking cut all that from me, because I'll fucking burn him and I'll burn his fucking family, because I'm fucking thick, I am.
Yeah. All right.
Wonderful.
All right, Nick, how are you doing? All right.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, mate, I'm fucking talking to you, mate.
Mate,
if you've got fuck all to say to me, mate, say fuck all right? If you got something to say to me, then fucking say it, bruv.
I fucking don't care, because I'll fuck you over, mate. Because I got fucking two mates with cars, I'll fucking drive to
you. I don't give a fuck how many mates you got, mate.
I don't care where you fucking
are,
mate.
How's that fuck all to do with me, mate? It's fuck all to do with me, mate.
Do you know what I'll do, mate? Is I'll fucking drive to your house with no seatbelt on, and I'll fucking slam into the fucking wall, fly through the fucking windscreen, through your fucking front window, into the fucking front of your house, wreck your fucking Christmas tree, because it'll be Christmas, a time you're supposed to enjoy. Then I'll fucking set fire to your fucking dog, mate. That's how
fucking that's fucking if, mate. You don't even fucking know where I fucking live. So how's that going to fucking work, bro?
Because I'll fucking see you on fucking Facebook, won't I? When I'll fucking search you from all your comments and likes of things like fucking Great British.
I don't even fucking put any of my fucking where I fucking lives or fuck all on there, mate.
Yeah, but I got fucking my mate to see The Matrix 4 times and knows what to do to get into fucking people's mainframes.
Oh, mate, your mate knows fuck all, mate, because my fucking mate, he fucking helps out with the fucking, doing all the fucking Facebook stuff and all them, didn't he? He fucking does all the Facebook, mate.
That's his fucking
job, bruv. So you're chanting fucking shit, bruv. You think I fucking knows less than all your mate knows?
You fucking ever seen Bill Gates come round your house for them fucking mix? I don't think so, mate, because I've fucking been on it with him 3 times. So don't fuck with me, bro. Fucking
he ain't even the fucking real boss, bruv. So yeah, you made a fucking dildo with yourself, bruv, because he ain't even the fucking real boss.
Yeah,
he works for fucking Steve Jobs, mate. And fucking Jobs, he fucking... Oh, he's always on with all the boys all the fucking time, mate. And he fucking gets fucking proper blocked up, bruv. I've seen fucking Jobs. He go white though, bruv. He was fucking, we've laughing our fucking asses off, bruv. He's fucking proper spewing all over the place, mate. All over his fucking Macs, all over his fucking iPads, all over his fucking iPods. He's fucking spewing, bruv. Big fucking chunks. So you're full of fucking shit, bruv.
Yeah, well, I fucking got a Nintendo Switch and you ain't fucking gone, so fuck you. I fucking all out of
Oh, mate, I wouldn't fucking cross the fucking road to go on a fucking Nintendo fucking Switch, bruv. I got a fucking bare fucking electricals and you got fuck all.
Yeah, fucking, well, I got all the fucking N-dubs living under my fucking stairs. That's why they've not even released a song for fucking 8 to 12 years, because they fucking lives under my stairs, bro.
Oh, fuck off, mate. I was on a fucking Xbox with fucking Stormzy, bruv. He came over yesterday. We done a fucking, I done two flagons of lager, and I wasn't even fucking pissed or fuck all. Stormzy fuck. Done all the fucking same as what I done, and then he has a fucking 2 bottles of Jack Daniel, bruv, because his mum gets him out the fucking back of Morrison's, because his fucking Uncle Teddy, like, works on the fucking forklift, bruv, and he stashes him down by the back fucking gate and goes round in the night, so you're fucking full of shit, mate.
Fucking whatever, I got fucking, I know someone who works at fucking W.A. Smith's and gets all the fucking pornos what I sent back, fucking delivered back to my house. We get a fucking crate of fucking Budweiser, a fucking Carol King's what comes round and fucking does all the tapestry, the whole fucking album.
Fuck
in my fucking
off.
Living room, bruv. Fucking truth, bruv. Fucking truth, Carol fucking King. Fucking tapestry, the old
You're
fucking album,
fucking chanting, bruv, because I even fucking knows Carol King, bruv, and she said she don't fucking sing no more.
Yeah, fucking,
because she had a fucking big falling out with fucking Joan Baez.
You don't fucking even know Hall & Oates, mate. You fucking don't even know fucking Hall & Oates.
Don't know fucking Hall & Oates. I was in fucking school with them, one of you daft cunt. I fucking...
Yeah, fucking...
Daryl fucking Hall and John Oates, mate. I fucking knows a pair of that cunt. We was in the fucking same gang, bruv. We still want to fucking BMXs, get fucking proper block up, go up the fucking estate, mate. And he done that fucking... what's that fucking song? What they done? Fucking Manita, mate. And that was, about a fucking big, one of the boys there, fucking Carlo, he had this fucking big dog, like a big fucking, it was like a big fucking band fucking terrier, one of the big fucking big, like a big fucking big on the fucking danger list, like one of those big fucking cunts. And he dropped his fucking light that one of the boys done, right? And he went over to get his fucking dog, bruv, just fucking pure bit of half his fucking arm off, mate.
Yeah, he's fucking
and that's when fucking Oates, he goes, oh, he's a fucking man eater, bruv, careful.
And he fucking and done a song.
Fucking Daryl goes, hang on a minute, mate. That's a fucking banging tune. We'll go back on the house now. Get down the fucking Casio and do fucking Manita, like. And that's what he did.
Fucking whatever. I fucking got Roland Giff from fucking Find Your Own Cannibals living in my fucking house, and you fucking whatever, like, bruv. Fucking Roland Giff, bruv. Fucking what?
Fucking safe.
Respect. Fucking maximum overdue. Fucking show me the fucking power to fucking all the fucking Blake 7 fucking live in my fucking spare room. All of them. Fucking. All the fucking Blake 7 live in my fucking spare room. My fucking
mate, you're talking to the wrong fucking bloke, mate, because I fucking grew up on the fucking Liberator, mate.
Yeah, whatever. Fucking, you never even fucking been on a Liberator before. I fucking seen you. You fucking never been on it, fucking pee.
Oh, mate, I was fucking Otwiring fucking Liberators, mate, when you were still fucking around with Orak and having a fucking spunk on all Orak and that. While I was in a fucking Liberator, me and Zen just fucking bare boys together and fucking bash, bong, gone.
Fucking my father fucking owns a Nostromo from a fucking film Alien, so don't fucking cross me, bro. Fucking Nostromo, fucking wicked it is. Fucking lush. It's warm in here tonight.
It's hot. It's good, yeah. Good.
I've had to have some of my
God, that was paranormal then, wasn't it?
That was, I tell you what, some of it is so spooky.
Some of it is unbelievable. Honestly.
It's unbelievable.
It's like watching The Ring, like the proper Japanese original. It's just, there's something
coming straight out the TV into your mouth and all that, you know, just coming out and going up you. You know,
that's what it's
all about.
What's a big country?
Do you remember the last time you were sort of genuinely scared when you were sort of by yourself in the woods or anything like that?
Genuinely scared.
Proper, freaked out.
Not really. I remember you chasing me with a chainsaw dressed as a bride with a burnt face.
Yes, that was, but that wasn't so much scary. That was quite good fun.
That was good fun. It was good fun. Scared in the woods the last time. I find woods quite eerie sometimes, if I'm perfectly honest with you.
I had years ago, I was walking home and I went through a very, I still got it now to a certain extent, but real fear of being abducted by aliens. Like, I'm genuinely terrified.
Why the hell would they pick you?
But this is exactly why I was scared, right? Because if you think about it, if aliens are going to abduct you, it's highly likely it's not going to be you personally, right? Because of all the people there are, the chances of there being aliens in the first place, none of it adds up, right? But that was my exact fear. I was like, logically, this cannot happen. There's no such thing as an alien with a finger that's a bell end that is going to suck me up into a spaceship, do something to me and send me back. But this enhanced the fear and it went on for years. Still does now to a certain extent. And one day I was walking home from TJ's, which was the music venue.
Not TJ Hooker.
Not TJ Hooker, played by, of course, William Shatner.
Who was the young fella, the young sort of, by 80s standards, good looking, but he had big hair. His sidekick, remember?
Yeah. Now, I always confuse him with the guy from Chips, but it wasn't. It was not the bloke from Chips.
No, that was Eric Estrada, wasn't it? He was much younger.
Yeah, but I can't remember that other guy.
They're loving the youngsters. Be loving this, aren't they?
I can't get enough of this.
Mid-80s. I mean, for us, that's pretty.
That's recent.
Virtually yesterday.
That is recent. You know, I'll happily start talking about nuclear war at some point, because I think that's something the kids haven't got anymore. That fear of nuclear war,
no.
Which I think is key. That's key to everyone's happiness, really. You know.
Yeah.
But sorry, back onto the alien. Basically, I was walking up from TJ's one out my mind. I heard a noise, like a humming noise behind me.
Hummingbird?
No. Well, this is at 3:30 in the morning. Terrified. And I thought, just keep walking, keep your head down, and just get over the bridge, you'll be all right. And this noise was carried on. It went on for 5 or 10 minutes, and I, terrified, turned round. And as I turned round, it was very dark. There was a small red light at about waist height behind me, about 40 yards behind me.
Right.
So just as I turn my head, the first thing that catches my eye is this red light.
Hmm.
And it matches up with this humming noise. And I turned around, and for literally half a second, I literally lost control and nearly shit myself. Then as I turned fully, I noticed it was just a man on a shot mobility. It was just following me home. So I was fine.
What, do you mean like a mobility scooter?
Yeah, those shot mobility things.
Just why is it a red light on the front?
It was like, because it was dark, there was a very small LED where his handles were
show
his speed limit or something, you know. So.
Okay.
Was
he disabled or just lazy? What was he?
Probably lazy.
Yeah,
I can't say, but probably lazy, you know. Well, a lot of them are, aren't they?
Oh, loads of them, things.
Loads of them. But you've got to have a laugh.
Well, if you're not laughing, you're crying. That's why you look at it.
Exactly. You know what I mean? You know. Just gonna have a bit of drink.
Yeah. Good Christ, I should say so. I mean, it's thirsty work, isn't it?
Lovely stuff. What do you reckon the listeners have been up to this week?
Most of our listeners.
Yeah.
By the Twitter comments, smoking weed and watching YouTube, I'd imagine.
That's all right. Yeah. That's fine.
Oh, fuck it on. If you can get away with it, but could crack on.
Great way to spend the
week. Wish I could spend the week doing that.
If I give you $4,000 to dress up like Michael Jackson, but come around my house and just lie on a sofa, watching YouTube videos and smoking a bong.
How long for?
Would you do that? It's a live stream at the same time. So you have to dress up like Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Two holes cut for your ass cheeks in the back of the trousers, but you're not constantly showing the back to people.
No, they can't see the anus. They can't see my anus.
No. Then you've got to sit there smoking a bong for as long as you can possibly take it. And you get $4,000 for every 2 weeks you do it.
2 weeks? That'd be not.
Gotta lie there for two
I
weeks.
I do it for the life for $4,000.
I wouldn't even be in. Like, you come round, you just do it, you film it, and then I come back the next day, clean the house up afterwards. Just do that.
Would you do that for $4,000?
Yeah, easily.
Yeah.
Easily. Definitely. As long as I don't have to drive home afterwards.
Oh, no, never drug and drive.
No, don't do that. That's just silly buggers.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not telling people not to do drugs. It's up to them. I don't do it, but it's a free country.
Yeah.
Just don't.
Yeah.
Don't steal to fund it.
No.
Don't commit crime to fund it.
No.
Don't drive when you're stoned or high.
Yeah.
Don't operate heavy machinery.
Yeah.
Don't fly an aircraft.
Don't be a dickhead.
Don't be a dickhead. unless you want to be you can be a dickhead, but I mean, don't be a real prick. Just don't take drugs, you crack on. But it's not my cup of tea.
It's not really.
And nor is tea. I don't like tea either.
You won't have an occasional cup of tea.
Tea is not my cup of tea.
Oh, I never realised that. I thought you would add, you know.
No,
you must
never
have the occasional
tea.
Cup.
I don't take heroin, tea, cocaine.
You won't smoke fags?
Weed, fags. Rarely drink hot chocolate. I like coffee and occasional Horlicks.
Horlicks that's like drinking the lining of a cow's stomach. It's very strange.
Malted milk, malted drinks.
You're quite a fan of that, are you?
Yeah.
nothing.
Well, I have terrible insomnia, so sometimes it's nice. Bit of hot milk, bit of that. Lovely. Bit of sugar.
Yeah. See, heroin will get you off to sleep like a rocket.
It will. I mean, don't get me wrong. Heroin's great if you're having trouble staying up.
Yeah.
It does, but it does put you to sleep. But
Yeah.
Of course, in the old days, I mean, you'd have found it in like soothing pills for babies.
Bags of crisps, things like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Just buy a bag of crisps in the 80s, you're just chock full of heroin.
Yeah.
Salt and vinegar Walkers, ram full of heroin.
Oh, God, known for it.
Ready Salted, Monster Munch, Space Invaders,
Flagrant.
Watsits, all the puffy crisps, which I much prefer.
They get stuck in your teeth, don't they? They get stuck in your big teeth in the back.
I like that because you can pull it out and then chew it afterwards.
Oh, fuck off.
Something nice about that.
No, I like a crisp. Don't get me wrong. I have had Watsits in the past. I've enjoyed them. Bacon balls, I've enjoyed those. Frazzles, I've enjoyed them.
Cheese ball.
Quavers, yes.
Big fan.
And they're all maize-based. But I do prefer a potato crisp.
I go the other way. Potato crisp for me, they always leave a very oily residue, which I'm not happy with.
Yeah.
Not happy with that at all.
I know for a fact that you're partial to a hula hoop, because you used to always buy hula hoops.
Oh, I love a good hula hoop,
You always buy the plainest food. We'd be going somewhere, you'd buy like a bottle of water, some hula hoops.
Yeah, lovely.
And there's a bit of fucking cardboard to chew on.
Oh, fucking, now you're talking. I'll tell you why.
You'd have like a veggie.
There's a reason for
it. You'd have like a small sushi.
Yeah.
Which you'd fucking take ages to eat.
Yeah.
A bottle of water and some hula hoops.
Yeah. Lovely.
For you, that's a meal deal. You're the only person in Britain with a £3 Tesco meal deal combining sushi with a bottle of water and fucking. What else did I say?
Plain hula hoops.
Hula hoops.
Plain hula hoops. Lovely. But the reason why is whatever you buy from a Tesco or a petrol station, you've been in the fridge so long, it all tastes of shit. So I'm not going to go the extra mile for the extra bit of beef or the extra pastrami sandwich. I'm just going to have the plain shit and just I'm pushing it in. It's purely functional. There's nothing pleasurable about eating a £3 meal deal. Nothing.
You've got a nicer drink than water, can you?
It's all fucking shit, isn't it? You know, your lemon Fanta, yes, go on, I'll have that. But sometimes you just want a water. Sometimes you just want a water. Fizzy
What's
water.
What's the Italian one with the tin foil on top of the can?
Costs That's about nice. 90 quid. Yeah. What's it called? Gazpacho can. Or, I don't know. What's it called? Oh, fuck. I can't remember anything to tell the truth.
Lemon.
Dean's lemon flavored drink.
Lemon. Oh, Italian lemon fizzy drink.
That's the one. Classic.
Yeah.
San Pellegrino.
Yeah, oh, there we go.
San Pellegrino. Producer Reese. Lemon. I like a lemon San Pellegrino.
That's good, yeah. Good choice.
Yeah, good choice. Good choice.
I'll have one of them. Pour it over yourself. Film yourself.
I should say so. Oh, cracking all going stuff. All lush. And
oh, all of God, nipples, yeah. Isn't it? Oh, class. Classic.
Just fizzy on your balls.
Oh, lovely.
Just you ever had like a carbonated drink poured on your testicles?
Do you know, I don't think I have. Although I did encourage one of my mates in the 80s to spray a can of deodorant at point blank range onto his testes and then tell me what the effect was like.
That was freezing cold, wasn't it?
Incredibly cold. And it scared him because it was so cold. It caused his whole ball bag to momentarily tense up and crease up. And he thought he'd done himself some terrible damage. But he was fine.
Yeah,
he just washed it off with some warm water.
I mean, don't go doing it, but...
Not really.
We've all sprayed our nuts with some Lynx over the years, but not from point blank range.
I had a good friend who used to buy a shot of alcohol, whatever it was, a very strong alcohol, and dip his cheese in and then set fire to it and show it to us all at the back of the
room. Oh, right.
That's
quite cool.
That was a thing.
Any alcohol, like a Guinness or something.
Hang on, it'll light in a minute. Hang on.
It's just really hot.
Put it back in, yeah. Just blistering the skin, holding a lighter next to it. It'll light in a minute. Not yet. Just basically burning the skin off his ball bag. Well, that's a horrible image, isn't it?
Who's to
set fire to your own balls. Jesus. Should we?
All those sort of. Have you ever done the old one we used to do when we were in college? Get a high alcohol, like Sambuca or something.
Yeah.
Set fire to it. Lick the palm of your hand, then put it over the top of the glass. And as it goes out, it causes a vacuum that sticks to your hand.
But what do you do then?
And then you shake it really hard to get all the fumes.
Yeah.
And as you sort of peel your hand off it, you sniff both nostrils as hard as you can. And then you drink the Sambuca.
That's, yeah, that's not...
Get you pissed in about fucking 9 seconds. I mean,
that's not for me, that.
I mean, if you listen to this, don't do it.
No.
Don't do
Sambuca is the drink. You never pay for Sambuca. You always get Sambuca given to you. It's never. You never walk into a pub and go, you'll have a Sambuca, please.
What's fancy, lads? Boys, some Sambucas, Half a Sambuca for dinner. Driving.
Yeah.
Nine Sambucas and one half a Sambuca, please, mate.
Lovely. It just doesn't happen, does it?
Stag night, lads? No, just going over these and we're going to shoot off home then. Just have one after football.
Yeah, normally have a Sambuca and I say get home and have a quick Sambuca then watching the telly. Then I get up, probably have a Sambuca.
Tough day, work for my feet up, have a Sambuca and go to bed.
Yeah, love it. Absolutely. I'm getting the T-shirt soon as well, so it shows how much I like it, you know. That's my thing.
Yeah.
God, it's hot in here tonight. It's very hot.
What really pisses me off, modern pubs, is people coming round, usually attractive women, but I have seen boys doing it as well.
Yeah.
With shot glasses and holsters with spirits in there, selling shit plastic shot glasses of various coloured drinks like sours.
Yeah, disgusting.
And pay like £2 each for this thing that costs about 8p, and it's a rip off at 8p.
I hate it.
It doesn't get you pissed. All you're trying to do is think, if I buy this attractive young lady will think I'm flush. I got a bit of cash.
Yes. Whereas in reality, she's thinking, I just want to get paid for this and go.
She's thinking, look at these fucking slobs. Look at these idiots.
Yeah. Fucking idiots. What I don't like, I was talking about this today, actually. A pub should have at least one man who looks like he's going to stab you in the corner. Right, who's probably been drinking all day,
or a slightly baby, cagey,
right? But a pub should not have people in there wearing glasses with lenses that aren't actually lenses, funny tight jeans, and probably got an Apple Mac computer, and they're sitting there doing something on the Apple Mac computer, quietly talking whilst ordering the meatballs or some shit like that.
Yes, you're leaning on an open door with me, John. Those people are the scum of the earth.
Yes, get them out now. There's nothing, that's not a pub, that's a wanker zone. That's what that is. That is a wanker zone.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but...
I call it the Tosspots Arms, if you're in there drinking.
Fuck that. I want a pub.
Have you got a plug socket, mate? No, it's a pub, fuck nuts. Fuck off.
Yeah, fucking bell ends a lot of them.
Have I plug this laptop in, mate? No? Yeah,
fuck off.
No, plug it in. No.
Yeah. I'll just ask racist Carl if he can punch you in the face 6 or 7 times. Oh, how do you feel about that? I think that's what it should be about, you know.
You can't imagine in the old days, Jacko from Brushstrokes walks in with a laptop and says to Elmo beyond the bar, I've plugged this in.
Not going to happen.
Just got to work out, do a little spreadsheet for my paint, you know, how much paint I got to buy this month.
Yeah, yeah.
He's in there to get his leg over and have a drink, isn't he?
Yeah, fucking bellend.
Don't imagine Vince from bloody Just Good Friends asking if he can plug his phone in. Well, just plug my phone in and charge her a bit, mate. Do you mind?
No.
Yeah. Can I look at the menu? Can I look at the fucking menu? You can see the menu there, like 3 pumps and the bottles behind me.
Yeah. You would not see Hair Flick walking into fucking Rene's bar asking if he can plug his laptop in so he can plan how to kill a load of people.
No
not
chance.
Not
going to
happen. Not going to happen.
No. He'd rather go to Rosh Hashanah.
Exactly. You know, that's the thing. Exactly. And this is what I say. If it's not good enough for Rene, it's not good enough for me.
I went to a bar, and I was in France. I was playing rugby over there. A little place called, I think it was called the Bulldog Bar in Beauvais. That's what a pub should look like. There wasn't a piece of electrical equipment in sight.
Beautiful.
There was just leather, wood, booze. Lovely.
Beautiful. Was it during the days when you could still smoke indoors as well?
Well, they don't give a shit, the French, anyway.
No, they don't give a shit. They'll set fire to anything.
They'll do anything. They don't care about rules.
Yeah. No, they'll that's what set I like fire about
to, them. They'll light a cigarette. They'll light a lorry full of sheep. It doesn't matter to them.
Wonderful. Wonderful people.
If it catches fire, they'll set fire to it.
Exactly. If it burns, we can smoke it. That's what they say.
Yep.
If it burns, we can smoke it. Fucking lovely. Very warm in here tonight.
Well, you know. they don't whinge about stuff. They don't have campaigns about things. They don't try to get as many clicks as they can. No. They just go and like, you know, beat people up, set fire to stuff, chop their heads off.
Class.
Direct action, the French.
And that's what it should be.
Yeah.
Direct action when it comes to wankers in pubs. Yeah. I'm still trying to
If you
do
are
some
a wanker
research.
In a pub, or if you've seen a wanker in a pub, please don't set fire to them. Please don't chop their heads off.
No, don't. Honestly, don't. Do not.
But do look
that.
At them disapprovingly and tut and just rock your head back up.
The British way.
Yeah.
Yeah. The British way. Classic.
Or just loud enough so they can hear it. Fine. Wanker. Yeah.
Everything all right? Yeah, fine.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, fine. Under your breath for that. But you know, see, they think that you're trying to sort of hide your contempt from.
Yeah.
But you want them to know that you find them contemptible.
Yeah.
Right. All right. Good morning. Yeah. All right. Thank you.
I like the term fucking fool. You fucking fool.
Yeah. That gullible fool.
Right under the breath. But don't never to their face.
No,
never
oh
to
God,
their
no.
face. Fucking fool. Fucking rams.
Waste of skin. Look at him. What a fucking tosser. Fucking.
Here's another one. I quite like doing this one. Is if you're in a quite a narrow street, there's a car approaching you.
Mm.
You're coming the other way. You slow down because you know you've got to make room for each other.
Mm.
They seem to speed up, fly right up to you, and realize they can't get through. So put on the brakes and just sit there looking at you with a fucking scowl on their face.
Yeah.
Just give them a thumbs up and a smile. Wind down the thanks, mate.
Yeah, they love
Cheers,
that.
Cheers, bro. I love that.
Yeah. Kill them with kindness, John. Kill them with kindness. Yeah.
Thank you. Just like, thank you.
I always give them a big shit-eating grin and a wave.
Lovely stuff.
Oh, you can't.
Then find out where they live and then break into the house and set fire to it while they're asleep. Yeah. Hopefully you'll take the rest of the family out as well. I'll teach you.
I mean, if you listen to this, don't set fire to anyone's house.
I think I've got something paranormal.
Oh, hit me with it.
Okay. Okay, first up, Mike, have you ever been to prison?
I've been arrested, but I've never been to prison. Oh, I've been in a holding cell. But I've been to prisons to look at them, but I've never been in prison as such.
Have you ever seen a UFO?
No, I don't think so.
Have you ever developed a mysterious rash?
Yes.
Right. You are on board for a real roller coaster ride of fucking paranormal terror. Absolute fucking shit yourself. This really is, you will brick yourself, especially with the fact that you've got so much in common with this story. British inmates witnessed a UFO, then developed a mysterious rash. What do you think of that to start off with?
I mean, it sounds unbelievable. I've got an open mind, as always, John. Go on, carry on.
Okay. Several prisoners reported seeing a UFO hovering over the jail where they're currently incarcerated, and then a mysterious red rash appeared on their skin. In fact, one of the inmates stated he never believed in UFOs or aliens until this incident, and he was left speechless. Mike, does that sound like you, if you were in that prison for murder, and then you saw a UFO, and then there was a liquid on you, and you got a rash? Do you think that could be you?
That could be
you saying that.
If I had seen it for a fact, I that could be me.
What would you be in the big house for?
Oh, God, I don't know. Parking fines, some of that. Speeding.
Really? What about armed robbery?
Killing a dog.
Armed robbery, where you've taken someone hostage
and
then you've cut their limbs off.
Yeah.
After a 15-hour siege and then thrown their body out of a window. What about that as an idea for a reason for you?
I mean, I would certainly deserve to be in prison in that situation.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah.
After the encounter, the sighting occurred at Her Majesty's Prison, The Verne, in Dorset, England.
Mm.
The inmate wrote a letter to a prison magazine called Inside Times that read in part, "I do not believe in the supernatural or aliens from Mars, but what we recently saw here in this prison was really very strange and still leaves me speechless." He went on to explain the encounter. "My landing was out on exercise." Oh, his landing as in his, because you have different landings in your prison, don't you?
Yeah, I assume so.
Yeah. Right, okay. My landing was out on exercise, all doing our own thing. Some were working out and others, like me, were walking around. You get the picture. I spotted a hawk up on the battlements, just hovering like it had spotted a mouse or something. At that point, a very bright light appeared in the sky. This object started to come closer and closer until it was eventually hovering over our exercise yard at about 100 foot or so above us. And he wasn't the only one who witnessed the strange object, as he wrote. We were by this time all, including officers, standing with our heads tilted back and looking up at this strange thing. Then the object started to shrink and collapse in on itself until it sort of dissolved into a cloud of mist. Now, Mike, have you ever seen anything dissolve into a cloud of mist before?
Clouds.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. Because that's, yeah.
Tobacco smoke.
Incredibly, yeah, that's another cloud of mist, isn't it? Incredibly, liquid began coming down from the sky, which had a very disturbing after effect. Then it started raining on us, and the next day we all came out in a red rash.
Why does it always rain on me?
It's still unclear as to what the mysterious object was, but the inmate who wrote the letter stated it could have possibly been a secret military craft from a base that's located not too far away. But others have different theories, as he noticed. I've heard many different explanations from different men. Some say there's a military base on Portland and this could have been some sort of military object. Others say it was ball lightning. I don't know what it was, except it was very strange. And of course, the idea of it being extraterrestrial in nature has also been hypothesized. It would be bad enough spending time behind bars without having to deal with a mysterious rash from an alleged UFO encounter. Yeah. Now, Mike, you're in prison. An alien comes in, tries to finger you. What do you do?
Well, it depends what they look like. It was like those ones you mentioned the other day.
Yeah.
The one with the dark skin, one with the white skin. This is
lovely, sort of a lovely looking set of aliens.
Yeah.
Which I'm talking here, something like that's more like...
They sound like alien stunners, those two.
Yeah, pastry stunners.
Wouldn't have minded
from
that.
Beyond the stars. Okay. I'm talking here more like, well, Jeffrey Holland from Heidi High, but with no clothes on and a very long phallus. Very long. Like it drags along the floor.
Okay.
It actually drags along. So Jeffrey Holland with a long phallus, basically. Painted grey. So this is it. You're in prison.
Yeah.
You're in bed in solitary because you are on the psych ward because you robbed a bank. You took someone hostage for 15 hours, cut their arms off and threw their body out of the window during the siege. You've gone down into this solitary confinement for the next 12 years. You think, okay, I'm in prison, I'll get on with it. Suddenly, strange light outside of the room. Jeffrey Holland comes in, painted completely grey, but with an incredibly long phallus, over 4 foot long.
Yeah.
And there's a suction cup and an eyeball on the end of the phallus, and it seems to move itself, and it's staring at your mouth and trying to get... So Jeffrey Holland he's completely naked, he's painted grey, 4 foot long phallus, but with a suction cup and an eyeball on the end. And it's Jeffrey's face itself has no expression, but the phallus with the eye and the suction cup is looking up at you and coming towards you, and you're paralyzed in fear and your mouth suddenly goes open. What would happen next, do you think?
I'd say Heidi High to it. See if it, try to communicate with it. You go,
yeah.
Bong, bong, bong. Heidi High. Oh, that, see if it.
Because
you don't know if it looked just like Jeffrey Holland,
but
then it could be from somewhere 30 light years away, say.
Yeah, yeah.
That's just now receiving Heidi High.
Yeah,
so it's out there in the ether.
Yeah,
And they, you know, they decide the way to contact human beings is to assume our form so they don't frighten us, and then they just think, well, we're not going to go as Ted Shane. Because he's a bit scary looking. We're not going to go as Nurse Gladys Emmanuel because her skirt's too short. We're not going to go as Peggy because she seems a bit ditzy. We're not going to go as...
Or Barry and Yvonne.
Barry and Yvonne.
Dancing couple. Yeah.
So they've gone as Jeffrey Holland.
Yeah. Who's the least sinister of all of them.
Yeah, because he seems the friendliest. He's always smiling. You know, come on now, Ted. You know, he's always like got a happy-go-lucky nature. He always sees the glasses half full.
Yeah.
He's the most approachable. They run like an algorithm. Thought, oh, hello, Jeffrey, this is the one.
Yeah.
The human beings can react to. So we'll take him. But maybe there'd been some, the TV waves have bounced off of some interstellar dust or something. Part of the signal got stretched.
And it looked like
that was the bit that was Jeffrey Holland's knob. So he's ended up, you know, in Heidi High, but with a 4 foot dick with an eye on the end of it and a suction cup.
And a suction cup as well.
Yeah.
I mean, if it happened to me, I just say, do whatever you got to do to me, because it, possibly if it does impregnate me, it might be the next step in human evolution. And I'd be willing to give birth to whatever Jeffrey Holland put inside me.
There we go.
That's just how I roll. That is how I roll.
It's fair.
You know.
That's so fair.
It's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Pretty good.
I mean, each to their own. He's just fingering you, though, isn't he? He's not sticking that in you.
Well, I'm thinking the phallus seems to be able to control itself, and it's aimed at your mouth. It wants to go in completely down your gullet. That's what I'm thinking. Hmm. Again, I don't know.
Never say never. That's what I would say.
Never say never. That's true.
YOLO.
That is true. Smash and like. Smash and like.
Oh, fucking hell. That's a subscribe button.
Subscribe all day long. Subscribe all day long. Very hot in here now. I can find it quite hard for sweating.
Yeah, well, you do turn your camera off because it does look like you are being held hostage wherever I see you on the camera.
I know, yeah. Fucking doing a Terry Weight. Doing a massive Terry Weight. But,
I mean, things from what I can gather from your gloomy-looking bedroom, like you had a lovely, light, airy flat in Newport. Now you appear to be living in, like, a basement in Beirut. I don't know what's going on.
It is lovely here, but it's just the way I've got the camera set up is that it's sort of against a window.
Yeah.
The light's coming in. I can't adjust it because it's fucking completely, it's a nightmare. It's a nightmare.
So you can't put your computer anywhere else, can you?
No. And also the other thing is if I do turn the camera on, the computer then can't run without me sort of glitching or having problems. So I keep it simple. Keep it very simple. You know,
that's often the best way.
Yeah, that's what it's all about.
Isn't it?
I can't think of much else. You know, we've done the paranormal. We did the thick kid having an argument about Hall & Oates.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that. That was the top of the show, as the Americans say.
That was the top of the show,
yeah. Fucking so smart as fuck, mate. That was...
You don't fucking ever come here unless you got fucking at least three or four friends while I've been either in television or on a radio between the years of 1974 and fucking 1997, mate. And that's inclusive of fucking Mr. Blobby and Noel Edmonds and all that lot. So fucking unless you got that, you fucking can't come here, right? So don't fucking cross me, all right, bro? Fucking lush.
Fucking nice as fuck, mate.
Fucking serious. I got fucking Gaz fucking Top. Fucking he's on fucking patrol tonight.
Oh, who's that fucking what's his fucking name? Paul fucking King. What done all the
from like the band what was called King?
That's
like
the word, that yeah.
Fucking, yeah, the fucking Paul King, get him in. I got fucking what's the name from
he was all doing the fucking VJ, wasn't he, on the old MTV, mate, when it all came out. Was it VH1, wasn't it?
I got all the VH1s on tape.
Oh, mate, they'll come up. Fucking watches MTV these days and all that. They don't even fucking do no fucking video fucking O's anymore, mate.
They fucking got fuck all, mate. In my day,
it's all thick people want to fucking say all this stuff. Like, God, I wish I was in Cardiff. It's been my fucking dream, like, and the fucking lives about fucking 5 fucking minutes away, like, you know what I mean? It's
fucking rubbish, mate. I got fucking much more interesting things. I got interests and hobbies outside of television, which should fucking blow your mind, mate. And all of them involve celebrities. While I know, excuse me, I got fucking Gaz Top, I got Charlotte Hindle, I got the bloke from Games Master, fucking Dominic Diamond. I got him fucking coming round. I got fucking all the people, mate. So don't fucking cross me.
He knows that fucking Ed fucking, what's his name, Tenpole fucking Tudor, like, who done all that fucking thing with all the people what doing the quizzes and that and all the fucking challenges and all that.
Yeah, I fucking seen that all diamond. It's called Diamond Pyramid or something, where they fucking you goes in and there's fucking all puzzles and you got to fucking get in a Diamond Pyramid
and
afterwards.
Yeah, like this fucking leopard fucking skin jacket and all that. He has all his fucking bald fucking pate, like, and he goes, oh, Go and do the fucking quiz. Like, I lock you cunts, all you fucking cunts in, and then one of you cunts can fucking pay him all his money and all that. They fucking let the cunt out again. Like, you know what I mean? That was the fucking gist of the fucking game. Like,
you get all bits of tinfoil for doing all puzzles in a fucking diamond pyramid. Fucking seen that loads, mate. Fucking seen it.
And the other one I used to like watching while I was always on a fucking telly, like, was that, who's that fucking bloke who stabbed the fucking cab driver and had a pub?
It's only what's his name from fucking EastEnders.
Who likes fucking sucking on his finger and all that with a fucking webcam on and all that with his fucking
Yeah,
all his fucking wanger out and all that. He's on his fucking quiz, brother. He's on a fucking, like a fucking fort, like this fucking Napoleonic fucking fort that's off the coast of France, like.
He's
making him do all these fucking challenges, like, and all that fucking shit. And there's fucking that bird on there, what used to sell the fucking bras, what has the fucking, the massive fucking nice tits, like, you know what I mean? With a nice hair
from Swindon.
And all that.
From Swindon, she is, mate.
With a nice, she's got fucking lovely teeth and a fucking, like, a fucking lovely come to bed fucking look, like, wholesome, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, fucking.
And she's
like,
oh, if you go in there and get a fucking key and do all this fucking shit and all that, then fucking sexy stab, man, he's gonna fucking do his fucking nut, mate, to be funny as fuck, he'd be fucking bear laughs, mate. And then some cunt goes on a fucking, like a tightrope when he's all on the fucking top of the fort and that. And there's all these fucking big, fuck off, big fucking tigers, like, going fucking nasty, proper fucking nasty in a cage, like, and fucking snarling and all that. And then
you fucking imagine that?
I don't have to fucking imagine it, mate. I was fucking on it, wasn't I? I fucking won fucking series fucking five, bruv.
Fucking your Carlo fucking does that in his own fucking home, mate. He does his own fucking
home. I won a fucking, what's her name there? She gave me a fucking big fucking peck on the fucking cheek, bruv. And then fucking stab, man. Fucking, he's sucking on his fucking fingers when she's fucking, she's proper like fancying me, like, and she's kissing me on the cheek, like, because I just won all the fucking money, like, for doing all the fucking challenges and all that. And fucking wanky fucking taxi man from the fucking army was fucking on EastEnders.
From
he's fucking
EastEnders,
full
like,
on pulling his fucking plums, mate, and fucking all playing with his fucking pud, like, and getting fucking proper carried away, like, because I'm having a kiss off the fucking bird while all the fucking window bras and that. What's married the fella? What was married the fella from fucking Swansea, look, that fucking Wayne fucker while she was married to, and then fucking all of a sudden, I'm going quite happy, like, because I'm fucking thinking, oh, this is smart as fuck. Like, I won a fucking quiz, like, I've done all that. I'm in fucking this fucking fort, this fucking Napoleon fucking onic port, like, fort, I should say, off the fucking coast of France and all that. And there's all fucking cameras every fucking way. And fucking, it's fucking stabby taxi fucking man from the fucking Queen Vic.
He fucking
spunks all over my fucking leg, like. All of my fucking brand new fucking jeans.
Fucking unsafe, Al. It's like, because all the fucking EastEnders are fucking perverts, mate.
But it was proper fucking like paranormal. Like, it was all spooky in there.
Fucking, that's what it is, ain't it? All puzzles and all that. Fucking wicked. Fucking wicked.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I'm sweating now. Hang on
a
minute.
I fucking say so.
Oh,
that's nice.
Did you hear that? Yeah.
Fuck me, this has reached a new low. Google the word nadir, right? That's what we've reached.
Oh, God. I'm having stomach acid.
You've literally farted in our listeners' ears.
It's just... I'm just going to...
I shared a bed with you.
That was horrible, wasn't it? All the grease going off our bodies. Disgusting. My God.
Oh, God.
I am going to have to shut down. I'm sweating now. I'm really
Go
sweating.
Go on then, fuck off. I got things to do anyway. My love to everyone anyway.
Yeah, send my love to the family. Reese, is he still there?
I don't know.
Hello, Reese.
Hi.
Yeah, Reese is there. Reese is there.
Good. Okay. We're ready
he
to...
He thinks he's fucking chocolate, mate, because he knows where to fucking... And what fucking buttons and all that to press, like, you know what I'm saying?
You fucking want to turn it off before I fucking doze you.
He thinks he's fucking king of the fucking decks, bruv. All fucking sliders and all that and fucking changing my... Oh, my fucking levels, mate. Change my fucking game. Fuck off, mate.
How do we stop? What do we do? If you press stop, does it suddenly?
The Demon Sea. You must be mistaken. It's now. It's here. Come on down here and help us. Demon Sea. Paranormal existence. You mean to say you came here purposely? The first move and the great conspiracy had been made.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.